Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Spark.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them across the UK.
This story was told by Peter.
At the Brixton Ritzy.
When the theme was interruptions.
Okay, so I come down from Cheshire for this evening, which seems like quite an extreme way of spending 5 minutes of my day, but hopefully come the end of this presentation, you'll understand why I've come down here and why, for me personally, for people in my position, it could be the most life-changing 5 minutes of my life. So under the theme of interruption, I guess my life itself was interrupted permanently some two years ago in September 2016. So I completed an Ironman triathlon in September and by all accounts was as fit and as healthy as I'd ever been. 2 days after that, I found myself in the Cancer of Chester Hospital with pneumonia, Legionnaires and sepsis, which was kind of unexpected. But, after 4 days of antibiotics, I managed to get over that. 4 months after that, I got a phone call from my GP to come in. And I was 39 years old, as I say, fit and as healthy as I'd been. And he sat me down and told me that I had cancer. And it wasn't just any cancer, it was something called myeloma, which was an incurable form of cancer. And subsequent to that, that if I was lucky, I might have 7 years to live. So tomorrow being my 41st birthday, I'm only have 5 or 6 left of those to enjoy. So I was quite surprised, you know, I'd played the rules. I'd not done anything too outlandish in my childhood, but, it sort of brought everything into question. So, it was how I dealt with that. So from my perspective, the 48 hours after that diagnosis was simply the worst, the darkest I'd ever had. Certainly, you know, when you're at night, you've only got yourself and your own thoughts for company. And, everything that I built, you know, family, I've got a wife of 10 years. I've got 2 boys, Max and Seb. And it all suddenly came into, stark perspective. And I had to have a conversation with Jenny, which, you know, I was full of anger, I was full of anxiety. I had so many questions, you know, why me? What had I done, you know, to deserve this? Had I had too many kebabs as a student? You know, was it mobile phones? Or did my parents take me swimming in, you know, disused nuclear plants? You know, you just, all these things you sort of like, you're just flashing around your head. And it just seemed so unjust, you know, why me? And, I was getting nowhere. There was certainly, you know, it felt, the only way I can describe it was as if I was in a whirlpool of this negative thinking and I was being dragged to the center. And it was my thinking that was dragging me to the center, you know, and so all these questions with very irrelevant answers were not getting me anywhere. So I won't lie to you. I got to a stage where, and I've got friends here this evening who can testify to this. I pretty much, you know, for a while there, I almost lost my mind with this. It was just, I didn't understand it. And then I had to make a choice. And that choice was, how am I going to live the rest of my life, you know, if this is the way it's going to be? I can either continue to descend into this spiral or I can be proactive and make a choice to what I'm going to do with my time. And that's what I tried to do. So I spent time understanding what having myeloma would mean, what having cancer would actually mean. And, you know, I started to learn so much about it, things that everyone knows someone who has cancer or someone who's been exposed to it. But until you're there, it really asks those questions. So I found out that for people, myeloma, speak to what I have, you know, every 20 minutes, somebody somewhere will get diagnosed with a blood cancer. It's astonishing. I won't ask you to stand up, but if you just contemplate the numbers in the room today, if there's an imaginary line right there, 1 in 2 people, unfortunately, are going to find themselves exposed to cancer at some time in their life. And It astonishes me when I think about that, because if it was called Ebola or bird flu, that's of epidemic proportions. And yet, you know, you don't hear about government task forces fighting these things. Lots of charities, lots of amazing work done. But, you know, this is the sort of thing which is hitting people so often. And I think it's at that point that I started to look at my own situation, and I'm not playing anything down. I still struggle with it to this day. But you understand it's just not you. And all my thinking, all my questions were very insular. They were very self-centered, and they were not leading me anywhere apart from back to that whirlpool of negativity. So I had a choice. I had a choice to make. And I had to ask a really hard question. All the other questions that were flying around, the why me, they took you to a dead end. They were dead questions. There's only one question that I had to really ask myself and answer at the same time. And it wasn't why me, it was why not me. You know, I may have been 39, but, you know, I'm not immune from the harsh realities of the world. And bizarrely, when I asked myself that question and I actually directly answered it, it was like there was a cathartic weight released when you started to acknowledge and accept these sort of things. And I found myself able to focus a lot more on what I really had to focus on. And that focus from that particular point there was, what am I going to do with my time? What are my choices? And what is actually within my control? So at that particular point, I then had to decide what was in my control. And I decided that I was going to attack as much as possible. Now, my doctor told me that if I get through the next 7 years, I'll have done very well. But there is hope. And that's what brings me here today. And this is why this is a story about interruption, but it's also, I'm reaching out to each and every one of you in this room for your assistance and help as well. So in September, I started a campaign called 10,000 Donors. And I'll come to that in a minute. But the hope for me and for people like me rest in stem cell technology. So if you don't know what stem cells are, you've all got millions of them flying around your body at the moment. They are the precursors to all cells in your body. So if I can find myself a genetic match, a stem cell match, the chance of me smashing that 7 years are immeasurable. I just have to find that person. Now, in the UK alone at the moment, only 2% of people in the UK are on that particular register, which is very low, but it gives me great hope of being able to find more people. Hence the reason why I'm here today. My campaign, 10,000 Donors, is all about getting 10,000 people on that register. And we started in September, and already we've got over 5,000 people. But more importantly, we've got four matches for people. That's four lives saved already. So my ask of you this evening is, if you can find it within yourselves, check out the 10,000donors.com website. And if you can, register. It's free. There are no needles. It costs you nothing. There's even a prepaid envelope to return the swabs you do to send it back. And then you're on there. If you can't do that, and I understand, I'm not strong-arming anybody, but please tell people that you know who might be interested in doing it, because there are lives to be saved every single day, you know, not just mine, I have people out there. But I guess in close, I can't force anyone to do anything. And if you don't want to tell anyone, you don't want to sign up, that's absolutely fine. But if there's one thing I've learned since the doctor basically expedited the time clock, you know, on my head, we've all got a clock ticking, but, you know, mine is just ticking a bit quicker. Take a moment to think about who's important in your life. It might be a person, it might be a dog or a cat. Just let them know as often as you can in little ways that they do, how much they mean to you, because you don't want to risk that time ticking away and those people not really appreciating what you genuinely think of them. If that's one thing I've taken away from my diagnosis, that's what I try and do on a regular basis. People at Spark, thank you very much for organizing this evening, inviting me down to come and speak to you all. To you all here, please check out 10,000donors.com. If you can find it within yourselves to register, amazing. But listen, this is a wonderful event. Thank you for listening, and I wish you all a lovely evening. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Spark True Stories.
If you love what we do,
please help us spread the word
by leaving us a review on iTunes.
For more true stories
and to see a live event,
head to stories.co.uk.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.